It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. On the road from West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Jennifer is not on the road. She's in Los Angeles, California.
I'm on my chair. So thank you.
Good for you. It's a good place for you to be. I'm happy for you. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and Doug with the issues of the day, the things that are really important. And we sometimes are interested in getting into your comfort zone. Where's your head? Or sometimes out of your comfort zone. And the best example I can think of that gets people out of their some of their comfort zones is the discussion that I had actually a little bit earlier about this fellow who had been in prison for 42 years. You hear about him, Lewis Taylor?
No.
59 years old, Jennifer?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, so yesterday he was let out of jail. He was convicted in 1970 for a hotel fire that killed 29 people, and he has 28 or 29 consecutive life sentences that he was supposed to be serving.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, though, for him, he wasn't the guy who did it.
Oh.
And unfortunately for the system, he wasn't the guy who did it. So let's talk about prejudice here for a moment or two. 888-302-3684, if you have some strong feelings about this one way or another. I don't know how you ask a question on the various social media about this, other than just a general question about prejudice in our society. But it isn't just in our society. There are prejudices that have... I mean, you look around the world, and you understand the human condition. There are so many prejudices, so many people who are prejudiced. There are people who don't like it that this guy went to jail for 42 years because he was just another black kid. There was no evidence that really proved that he did it. But under the circumstances, this apparently with somebody opening up the case and looking, and it's very obvious he didn't do it. And so now here's this kid. And when you look at the circumstance, more often than not, not always, but more often than not, when you see these cases, it's usually a black person, a black male, who is accused of, found guilty of, sent to jail. It's not always the case. There are a lot of things that are done, though, by the system that makes you wonder whether they're black or white, whether they're rich or poor. Well, I shouldn't say rich, because there certainly are plenty of circumstances you can look at in history where people who have money were accused of really heinous things. I'm in Palm Beach County as a story about a very wealthy fellow named John Goodman who ran over, he came out of a restaurant in Palm Beach County and struck and killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they have him left to right, and yet he's probably going to walk because of a technicality that allows him to use the system, because he has enough money to hire a really good lawyer, and get out of what he was charged. So that's the deal under the circumstances. So what do we make of all of this? And where are the most egregious examples of these sorts of things? 888-302-3684. All right. So what's the example? That was the Watts riots, really, in Los Angeles, Jennifer, when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. That was a little before me, but yes.
All right, so before you. But you read about it in all the papers.
All the papers, yes. I got the memo afterwards.
Right, yeah. When you think about that sort of thing, and then people say, all right, look at the basketball teams, college basketball teams, professional basketball teams, football teams, a lot of the sports elite are black athletes. So under the circumstances, is that a prejudice? No, it's just that they're better at playing the game than are whites. But there is a distinct separation between people and their ideas of what blacks are capable of, whites are capable of, and how it works through the system. And I wonder if will it ever be thus? Is it always going to be this way?
I don't know. I mean, I think we always have this inclination maybe to change the system and because it doesn't work. But, you know, a lot of the times it does. I mean, if you look at our system, it's still probably the best system on the planet, wouldn't you think?
No.
You don't think our system, you think there's a country that has a better justice system than we do?
No, I didn't say that. I just don't think that we have, we're human and we make mistakes.
Oh, no, I think that we do, but and that's what I'm acknowledging. I'm acknowledging that there are mistakes, but that I don't think that anybody is doing it any better than we are, where we could actually adopt some new, some ideas from other places is what I'm getting at.
The thing that makes this an interesting conversation is that it is part of the human condition, and it is part of what, I mean, look at the things that we talk about on a daily basis, the things that people do to themselves or to other people. Lindsay Lohan is a perfect example of that. How many things can this woman do to herself, and what is the reason that she is as she is? Why do people do what they do, whether to themselves or others? Why are people, why is it that we spend so much time talking about Donald Trump, who, by the way, withdrew his lawsuit against Bill Maher?
I saw that. I'm sure Bill Maher is sighing a big, big puff of relief there.
But, I mean, think about it for a second. All of the things, I'm looking at the stories that are important today. The guy in North Korea, he's a lunatic. Mm-hmm. We tend to spend a lot of time thinking about or talking about people who do crazy things.
Right. Well, they put us at, I mean, those people are the ones putting us at risk. I mean, with when the crazy guy has nuclear, potentially nuclear weapons at his disposal, of course you're going to pay attention to him. When it's someone like Lindsay Lohan, I think you look at her because it's almost like a sad case. You know, you look at her because you know she has a bad addiction, and that's what's ruling her. And so I think people look at that to either make themselves feel better, or because it's like a train wreck, or, you know, it's something like that.
Yeah. We look at those sorts of things. Kenny, do you agree, Ken Kessler, that we look at people like that and tend to take their lives apart because it makes us feel better about ourselves?
Oh, sure. That's one of the reasons that I think some of those terrible reality TV shows are so popular. Mm-hmm. I know that's why my daughter watches them, because she says she can sit there and think, I'm not pregnant, I'm not going to prison. My life looks pretty good compared to these people.
Yeah. Isn't that what a sad reality? And then there are things like, wow, did you hear that President Obama and his wife are going to go to the opening of the new George Bush Presidential Library? Can you imagine a Democrat going to see?
Couldn't be possible. No.
No.
But you know what? I do believe it, because those Obamas, they like to travel, so any opportunity.
Right.
Fire up Air Force One.
On the let's take a trip on the plane, leaving on the jet plane. But I find it interesting because it is headlined as the big story on one of the websites I'm looking at this morning, that Obama is going to go to the Bush Presidential Library's opening. That's a respectful sort of thing. Just because they don't agree doesn't mean that they're disagreeable. It's just, what is it? What are you doing? I have Meredith is here with me. She's giving me all her editorial.
I hear her packing in the background, actually. I heard some sort of zipping going on quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, 888-302-3684. Kenny, ask the question as you will if you would like. Facebook.com/Good Day or at Twitter at Good Day Show. I will tell you as an aside, when Meredith and I are together, she listens to the program every day from stem to stern, no matter where
she
is.
Boy, she's lucky today she only gets to hear your side.
That's the way of
bringing it. Whoa, give the poor woman an award.
I sort of chuckle sometimes when I say things, because I know that she's listening and I can hear her yelling at the radio one way or the other. What did you just say about that? How about we make you all look like $1 million? Those of you who have thin hair, weak hair, tired hair, the new word is Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Now, this thing is hot out of the box. Thinning hair, aging follicles, all fixed with this new Provia, all-natural way to strengthen your follicles, to clean up your hair. It makes your hair stronger, fuller, more vibrant. Men and women, listen up. If you're suffering from thinning hair and have for a long time, you can now join the thousands of people who immediately have taken advantage of this scientific breakthrough. Amazing results with Provia. People say, you're overstating it. No, I'm not, actually. Provia Serum is an all-natural, wonderful product that gets to the core of what the problem is. That is cleaning out your hair follicles. The hair can grow better. And plus, there's a component to this that makes when you wash your hair look thicker and fuller. And we all like that feeling and that look. So, here's what you do. 800-525-8319. Call right now. Take advantage of the opportunity that's put forth. You get, if you mention Doug Steffen, a free month's supply with your order of Provia, a serum that is all natural and takes wonderful care of your hair. 800-525-8319. Who doesn't want to look his or her best? Say goodbye to hair as it floats away. No, it's not gonna. You've been saying goodbye to it, but you don't have to anymore because Provia will fix that problem. Try it risk-free. 800-525-8319. Nothing to lose and a whole lot of beautiful hair to gain with Provia. 800-525-8319.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
19 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Ken and Rich, the president, speaking of him traveling yesterday, unveiled a new scientific initiative, Jennifer, to study your brain.
What about this studying is, it? That might be fun.
He called it the Next Great American Project. Mm-hmm. $100 million investment in brain research through advancing innovative neurotechnology called BRAIN. The project is aimed at speeding up the development and application of technologies that will help researchers create dynamic brain imaging in order to learn how individual brain cells and complex neural circuits are interacting. The research could lead to new ways to treat brain disorders like Alzheimer's, epilepsy, traumatic brain injury, and this is going to be a great new source of jobs for Americans, figuring out how your brain works. $100 million, is it worth it? I know what's being done in the private sector. You hear me from time to time talk about my friends that run Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. They basically do the same thing. They do a lot of study on brain waves and can tell whether you're going to have Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. Maybe they ought to be working together. What do you think? 21 at the hour, and good day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Musically, to this week in 1992, Michael Jackson was number one with Remember the Time. Speaking of that, the wrongful death trial getting underway there in Los Angeles, where you are, Jennifer,
yep,
against Conrad Murray. It was interesting. Anderson Cooper had an interesting, I used that twice in the same sentence, not good for a former English teacher. Only used one word once in a sentence. So at any rate, it seemed that the Anderson Cooper conversation with Murray, where he's in jail, and his...
I think he's gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What do you think?
Why do you say that?
Because he started singing on Anderson Cooper's show last night. Did you know that?
I didn't hear that. No, I
didn't
hear that.
Yeah, he called in, and then he started singing some song before he ended his call.
I did not know.
Yeah, I think maybe the prison system has gotten to Conrad Murray.
Well, there are a lot of people who think he's not supposed to be in jail either.
I don't think so either. I think they should have absolutely pulled his medical license. But, yeah, you know, here's a guy who was asking for this medication. It's not like he killed him purposefully. I mean, yeah, he was negligent, which should have caused him to, you know, lose his license, I think. I mean, I think that's the fair thing. Sadly, we lost a guy in the mix, but this was someone who wanted those drugs. And now AEG, the big scandal here is that AEG is involved. And did they order Conrad Murray to keep the keep those drugs coming? And they also own, AEG has ownership in the Staples Center, the Lakers. It'll be interesting.
Right. Like a lot of the suit, Mrs. Jackson is suing them for $40 billion or something like that, isn't it?
That's, oh, yeah. It's a big chunk of change.
Big, big deal. All right. Now, let's get to some of the late night comedy last night. We've all laughed about Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon doing that parody of the West Side Story tonight. It was very, very well done. And so there's been some continuing ripple with that. But we go to the actual seat of the conversation. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon up next here in that order.
I'm learning a lot about this city. I'm learning. This is amazing.
In Atlanta this week.
You probably noticed this too, yeah, Andy. There's over 65 streets named Peachtree in Atlanta. 65! Yesterday I punched Peachtree into my GPS. It committed suicide. Take Peachtree to Peachtree. Exit Peachtree and you will see Peachtree. This is pretty shocking. Stockton, California has become the most populous city in the nation to enter bankruptcy. The city is bankrupt. In fact, they are so broke. I saw a going out of business sign on a meth lab. That is broke. Stockton is so broke, they asked Cyprus for a loan. That's how broke they are. Stockton is so broke. You know who the mayor is? Nicolas Cage. Okay, that's how broke they are.
crazy, but I love him. Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. He's unhinged. He's the son of the Kim Jong-il, and he's the evil North Korean dictator. But, gosh, I get a kick out of the guy. He is now vowing to destroy America. Kim Jong-un says he will destroy America. Now, in response to that, we heard from his publicist, Howard Rubenstein. He says... He says, we shouldn't take it seriously. Kim Jong-un is just dehydrated. That's the problem. He's just dehydrated. Sure, that's what it is.
Oh, no.
Kim Jong-un says that he has missiles now that can go all the way from Pyongyang to Los Angeles. So they can launch a missile in Pyongyang and it gets to Los Angeles. And I said, great. Once the missiles get to Los Angeles, they're not going to be able to do anything until they get an agent.
This wasn't good. Yesterday, President Obama shot baskets at the White House and only made 2 shots out of 22. Even Dick Cheney was like, that guy needs to learn to shoot. I mean,
my bad. My bad.
Yeah, President Obama went only 2 for 22. It's tough times for Obama. One minute he's asking Congress to raise the debt ceiling. Next day he's asking them to lower the hoop. And it's just the guy can't win. Either way, he can't win.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's springtime, boys and girls, and you know what that means? The flowers are in bloom. The big cherry blossom festival in Washington, D.C. is running through mid-April. Instead of just looking at the cherry blossoms, take advantage of the hands-on activities that are going on. I'm talking about a photo safari of the tidal basin, or taking a culinary tour of the city to try dishes inspired by the flowers. Coming up on May 10th is National Public Garden Day, which gets you access to more than 500 public gardens around the country. Or go see the famous Tulips of Holland. Holland, Michigan, that is. This small town is home to hundreds of thousands of tulips that blossom in the spring. Of course, there's always our national parks, but don't overlook our state parks. And this time of year, head to places like the Anza Borrego Desert in Southern California and Devil's Fork State Park in South Carolina for their early wildflower season. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
That's what I'm talking about!
All over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. You can too.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJet Radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Of the day. It's April the 3rd, second or third day of the baseball season. People are pretty excited. It seems to have started off pretty big, even though the weather's not great. The baseball season seems to have been yesterday. I've forgotten where I was. I was at a hotel, and we were talking to the fellow who's checking us in about he's a Philadelphia guy. And,
boo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Boo. Yeah, he saw that I was from Boston. He said, oh, Red Sox. Yeah.
Yeah, and, of course.
And before I knew he was from Philadelphia, I said, oh, you from New York, the Yankees suck. He said, no, Red Sox suck. I'm from Philadelphia. I said, no, Philadelphia sucks.
Well, at least you had a nice, mature conversation. Yeah,
right. You guys can agree that New York, I mean, you can agree on that.
We agreed on New York. Yes, we did.
And they do.
Exactly. Yeah.
This year.
All right, so anyway, a couple of things going on here, serious and some silly things. Just a warning, sort of. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, at DougStephan.com, will explain the grocery chain Fresh and Easy for you, as there is a tendency in our country now to be looking. There's a big divide between one side and the other. There's not much in the middle. I've said this a number of times. When it comes to a lot of different things that used to sort of divide us, we had the left and the right, and there was the big pile in the middle, and we had the rich and the poor and the people in the middle, and we had people who ate well and people who didn't, fat and not fat, people in the middle. Now there's not much middle left anymore. And so if you read what Phil has to say about some of the problems that face these stores, and he uses Fresh and Easy as an example. Phil is the foremost expert when it comes to supermarkets and food in the country, and every day he posts something different from his blog at DougStephan.com. So Fresh and Easy, like Whole Foods, are saying one thing, but they can't really deliver because the produce isn't there. We're not. Yeah, this is one of the dark secrets of America. We are not able to feed ourselves. We used to be able to feed much of the world. We can't even feed ourselves, to the point that some of these supermarket chains that are so eager to get fresh stuff, they're hauling it up from countries in South America. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it over from places in Africa. This time of year, what's fresh is in the Southern Hemisphere, not in the Northern Hemisphere, unless you're in Florida, or as far as our country's concerned, or Southern California, where things are growing. But other than that, you can't find much growing in America. So these stores that claim to have all the fresh produce, do they really, is the question, and Phil explains that for you. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you, it's sort of a follow-up on this, whether or not you buy most of your produce. Where do you get it? A, at the grocery store, B, at a farmer's market, C, roadside stands, D, Walmart or Target, or E, you grow your own. I guess the answer to that depends on where you live and what time of year it is. Mm-hmm. But if I were going around the room, where do you get most of your produce, Jennifer?
Usually from the grocery store. I had that delivery service that was delivering me fresh produce from the farm, but
yes.
I'm not getting that right now. So usually from either Trader Joe's or from the grocery store.
Okay, Richie?
Depends on which produce we want to buy. The grocery stores I go to most are Harris Teeter and Whole Foods and Giant. And I kind of flip around on the which one I go to depending on what I want to buy.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Kenny?
A lot of it from Trader Joe's. Used to be a couple stands that were out in the boondocks where I live, but the last year or so they've been gone.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to, it's not easy to make money doing that sort of thing, but I think because the locavore movement has placed so much impact or interest, so much attention on where we get our food, which is a great thing for us to be thinking about, but I think sometimes you get snookered into thinking just because the store is called Whole Foods, or just because it's called a fresh and easy market, or just because you go into a farmer's market, that doesn't mean that all of it there comes from around the corner. Or it is really fresh, because it really isn't, especially at this time of year. So
you know, I think in bananas, it's where I've noticed it the most.
Yeah.
You cannot find ripe bananas.
No,
they're in the grocery store anymore. They're all green. You got to buy bananas 3 days ahead of time.
Yep, let them ripen. Otherwise, they don't taste good. You ever try to eat a green banana?
See, and I love... Yeah. Well, you don't eat green, but I love really, like, just turning
yellow
bananas.
Those are gross, too.
No, I can't stand when they get all squishy.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm talking about when they just turn yellow is when I love them.
But it just goes to show how much trucking time, shipping time, the vegetables that we're eating need, that they have to pick them a week before they're ripe.
Yeah. I was just listening to someone talk, a nutritionist, the other day, and she was really touting, again, the virtues of frozen vegetables, because they're picked at their peak.
Right.
You can always flash get frozen. Them. They're flash frozen, and you don't have all that moldy stuff that you have to throw away if you don't finish everything on time.
Right. And by the way, that happens also with fish. I don't know that it does with meat, but with fish, it could be the same. Same thing. Fish are caught, and there's not necessarily the stigma. A lot of restaurants say, well, this is fresh, it's not frozen. But if you're, there are a lot of, you watch those shows, these are these silly shows on, what is it, the Discovery Channel? They have the boats go out, and you see what goes on.
Yeah.
Catch. Fresh catch,
But that's, they put them right in the ice, and they're frozen, and they stay frozen until they get to your house, and that may be as good a solution to the problem as any. So, as I guess a question we could have at facebook.com/Good Day, Kenny, or our Twitter page about buying fresh, where you get your foods, food for thought, if you will. It's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. President Obama has announced a couple of things that we ought to sort of dig into, and we're going to do that in a moment. I thought that you ought to know how your tax dollars are being spent, though, Richie. You ready?
Yeah.
I
always love these stories.
Well,
because I'm getting ready to pay my taxes.
Are you really?
So I want to know where my money is going, please.
Well, first of all, you'll be happy to know.
Hook a brother up. Let me know.
As far as your tax dollars being spent, that there, as we all know, what, 2 weeks? Is it 2 weeks? Well, less than 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Before the filing deadline, the IRS is playing catch-up on processing the returns that already have been filed. About 78 million tax returns have been filed so far. And that's down 5 million from last year because their systems are screwed up. I know you'll find this hard to believe that the IRS is playing catch-up because some of their systems are not working. Pretty much everybody files electronically now. I don't know. Can you even send
your tax return in? Absolutely, you can.
Do you do that, or you send it electronically?
No, I send it electronically. My accountant sends it electronically.
Yeah, okay, of course. Very good. And mine does, too.
Yes.
The esteemed Stuart Allen Books.
Stuart Allen Books. Right. Just keep in mind, the more you pay, the more work it is for them to calculate.
Yes.
And that's why it takes them longer.
All right. Well, the IRS is trying to figure out. The IRS doesn't have many human beings that actually look at tax returns anymore.
Sure.
They feed them through these electronic things, and they look for markers to try to figure out whether you're cheating or not.
Red flag, red flag.
Right. And so those systems are not working particularly well.
Good. Cheat away, everybody.
They'll say, well, that's not the things aren't working very well.
Fair share.
Okay, here's another example of your tax dollars at work. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Richie, is accepting public comments until the end of the month on a proposal to protect two rare cactuses. We decided it was cacti.
Cacti. I think
yes, right. The Acuna and the Finkelstein cactus.
Sounds like my
are
lawyer.
Under the Endangered Species Act. So you will be happy to know that your money is being spent wisely there. Also, this is on the serious side. The Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Alabama is trying to educate the locals, whether it be people who are veterans or people that are running churches, about post-traumatic stress disorder and depression suffered by veterans. This as a result of continuing focus on veterans who are really having problems socially adjusting when they come back from the theater of war. The interesting thing that I underscore here again is that the Veterans Affairs medical centers around the country pretty much cater to those who are in the regular service, not to the people in the National Guard who do the same things. So that brings me around to thinking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, an outfit that we've been talking about an awful lot in the last year here on the Good Day program, because they do so many good things for veterans who do not get the service and the attention they're supposed to get when they go to the various veterans' offices. We know, we've heard these stories, we know it's outrageous, we'd like to fix it, but I guess to the bottom line here, Purple Heart Service Foundation would like to know if you have a car you don't need any longer, or a boat you don't need any longer, or maybe you've got some cash you can give to them, it's completely tax deductible, this time of year you're looking for a quick deduction that you may be able to apply even to last year's taxes, because there are scenarios in which you could take deductions up to the time that you file your tax return that'll apply to last year's number. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your help to provide these programs for veterans that have all kinds of claims. So, got a car? Call this number, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Or if you'd like to donate through their website, it's purpleheartcars.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit Tablespoon.com/TheMunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Skurday with Jennifer and Kenny and Rich. President Obama has made several announcements in the past 24 hours that might be interesting to scrutinize. First of all, he has unveiled a new scientific initiative to study your brain, Richie. Called the Next Great American Project.
That's the guy I want studying my brain, that's for sure.
Right. You want to spend $100 million of your tax money to investigate your brain. Also yesterday, the president announced a new and obviously very important project, teaching fiscal responsibility to our students.
Yeah. This sounds like it should have been an April Fool's Day job, don't you think?
Well, wait, but you want to bring us up to date on that, Jen?
Yeah, President Obama proclaimed April the month to teach youths
of America.
Perfect
to learn
for
fiscal responsibility. Yes, they do.
To teach youths how to budget responsibly. He, who has increased the national debt by 53% 53,000. It's actually $53,377 per household.
Right.
Yeah. And he's proclaimed April National Financial Capability Month, during which his administration will do things such as teach young people how to budget responsibly. Now, funny because they haven't turned in their budget yet, but that's okay.
In 3 years.
Yeah, we'll just have those details. But, I mean,
don't you think somebody would say to him, Mr. President, you sure you want to do
this? Yeah. Are you sure? I mean,
hey, listen, great idea. Nice effort. Appreciate the effort.
But let's lead by example. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I mean, just so that we can set the record straight here, he is the first U.S. president in history to run 4 straight years of trillion-dollar deficits. No one has ever even come close. So let's start. Let's just go back to basics here. Let's just start with your budget, and then we can start using that as an example to teach our kids on how to budget.
You really have to think that somebody stood up at the table and said,
This is a great idea, Barack. Great idea.
Yeah. You know what this does?
Think we might take a hit here.
Yeah. No, here's what this proves. This is what the people, Kenny's quiet on this, and I know that it's not necessarily because he voted for Obama, but under the circumstances, you have to see the foible in all of this. This is an example of how clueless these people are in a general sense. It's this example that points out how, if you think about it, what do they do when it comes to this issue or that issue or any issue? Where do they get their advice? How
do
they
come up with these plans? Do you know what I think we should do? I mean, I think because here's what we forget. We are these people. I mean, we're the boss of Congress. We are the boss of the president. We are the ones that hire these people. So I think that, you know, if I'm not doing my job at work, I don't get paid. So I think that we should stop paying our taxes, and I think we should wait to pay our taxes until we get a budget, because these people are obviously not performing.
You know, I've said this before. Many times people think I'm a lunatic for suggesting that. Why? What's so silly? What's
I'm telling you. That? I mean, if you put this on very small terms, if you look in your life, if you're not doing your job, you're going to either get fired, you're not going to get paid. So why not? I mean, these people forget that they have bosses, and those bosses are us, and we have to remember that.
Yeah, but see, we've lost control of that.
I know we have.
We've absolutely lost control, and you will get thrown in jail. Just ask Irwin Schiff. And you will have to get enough people together to do it with you for it to be effective, and you never will.
I told them, when I was working in Cincinnati, when I first started doing this program in the morning, the Good Day program, I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati, and I remember having Irwin Schiff on, and then I was so convinced that he had the right idea, I told my boss to stop taking taxes out of my paycheck.
Irwin Schiff contends that there is nothing in the Constitution that says that we have to pay.
There isn't.
Payroll taxes.
But this shows
taxes.
There's all kinds of stuff.
So now he's wasting away. He's almost, he's dying in jail, basically.
Yeah, 28 years in jail for not paying his income tax, that kind of stuff. There is nothing other than the collusion that exists between the jurisprudence system and the folks who run, or who are the collectors, if you will. There is nothing, and it isn't just them. There are all kinds of examples you can find every day of the week of all of these federal agencies that have no justification whatsoever.
But we keep voting them in, and they're more popular.
Well, no, we don't vote them in. They make up the rules. They promulgate rules that are accepted sometimes by Congress, sometimes not. But we have to do what they say, even though we had nothing to do with the rulemaking. 51 after the hour.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Really? Well, I was proud of this song.
Well, because now she's going to be all day long in her head. And I've got you all. This is my version of Rick Rolling, everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody listening right now is going to be walking around all day going, low rider.
Not a nice gift. Not a nice gift.
53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time.
You know it.
Good day. We're going to start with Shelley Palmer, and then we're going to talk about, we're going to hear a report on the cyber attack being planned against our country. First, though, Shelley gives us an alternative to Google and Apple Maps. It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E. Does anybody know anything about that?
I have not heard about it, no.
GPS, all right. So we'll find out about Waze, which apparently is a social GPS navigation system.
Gives you traffic updates.
In just a moment on Good Day.
NatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're tired of Google, Apple, and Nokia Maps, and you're looking for a new GPS solution, look no further than Waze, W-A-Z-E. Recently hitting 40 million users, Waze is a social GPS navigation system. What makes it so special? Any user with Waze can report an accident, speed trap, or hazard on their route. Waze then takes this information and incorporates it into your route to make sure that you get where you're going as quickly and safely as possible. In 2012, Waze used users reported over 90 million events on the roadways, including 30 million in the U.S. With its most recent update, Waze users can now say if a road is closed or impassable and give a reason. You can also estimate how long the road will be closed. Just remember, distracted driving is one of the most dangerous things you can do. So use Waze and other in-car applications responsibly, and please keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man?
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can with the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yes!
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Okay, so here's a radio host named Joe Galewski talking to an expert on cyber terrorism named Morgan Wright about the rumored large-scale cyber attack being planned against us.
National security big shots are warning that jihadists, terrorists, are planning a major cyber attack against our infrastructure and soon. Morgan, you believe them?
To a certain point, yes, because at some point we've seen successful attacks against the 911 system here in the United States. The DA, Department of Homeland Security, put out a warning on telecommunication denial of service. We've seen successful attacks against the oil companies over in Saudi Arabia. And the United States and Israel are alleged to have launched attacks against Iran's nuclear capability, centrifuges, uranium enrichment. So this capability is out there. And when you start modeling it all up, pretty soon they got to point it somewhere. So Operation Black Summer probably has a high probability that it will work and that it will have a demonstrable effect.
Operation Black Summer, that's the name?
That's what they're calling it. In fact, they even have their own hashtag called Op Black Summer, and I've been monitoring some of the Twitter feeds, and you've got the Tunisian Cyber Army, you've got Anonymous, you've got all these other folks who are saying, yes, we're going to attack the great Satan, you know, this summer. So something will happen, whether it's a fizzle or a pop, you know, like one of North Korea's, you know, tests, you know, we don't know. But the point is that you can't wait till it happens to start preparing. You still have to prepare now.
Al-Qaeda types, Morgan?
You know, that's a good question. I do a lot of the same stuff for Fox News, Fox Business, and I come from a law enforcement intelligence background. And we've, you know, if you remember Charlie Walker's war, I think Charlie Wilson's war, remember?
Yes.
They funded the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. They were our proxy. We gave them Swedish weapons and stuff. Well, it may not be as much as Al-Qaeda. As Al-Qaeda is the front, that's the plausible deniability, but you've got state sponsoring things behind us. And Iran is definitely, even though Iran and Al-Qaeda are mixed in terms of their philosophies, still they have a common enemy, which is the United States. So we know that when Is ad-Din al-Qassam, an armed wing of Hamas, was, quote, responsible for the denial of service against the banks, they were a proxy for Iran. So, wow. You know, it's the Internet makes strange bedfellows, like politics.
Crazy. The Internet does make strange bedfellows. But also, who would have envisioned that this would have been a problem when the Internet first got started, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it that way?
Man, once you light something like that up, you never know what's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, lots of good conversation here, if I do say so myself. Think about how much smarter you all are having spent this hour with us on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's now 59 past the hour.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.